Okay, from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, please let me, I have a plane to catch. I'm just leaving from here to get the last minute preparations in the house. Okay. Emavakim Eitzim Lomen HaKoros V'Lomen HaKoros Shenishpura B'yontif Emavakim Lo B'Kardum V'Lo B'Magera V'Lo B'Magel Elo B'Kofit. Okay, you're not allowed to break wood down into smaller pieces, not from beams, and not even from a beam that broke on Yontif, which is not fit anymore for building. And you're not allowed to chop wood with a kardum, and the Gemara will discuss what each one of these is, or a magera, and not a magel, only with a kofitz. Rashi, ein mevakim eitzim lo min akoros, lefi sugi shal Gemara hi misparesis. The Gemara will explain what the Mishnah means. Lo bekardum, stam kardum, osu kemin kli umnes. A kardum is made to what's it called, cut things intricately. She'osim ba'uchpus esrogos, they make saddles and other kinds of things for a horse. She'korin aishish. V'yesha osu ke'en kli umen. She'korin birgua. She'rosho ha'kotzer domele kardumo shalonu. It has two sides to it. The narrower side, or the side that's not so long, is like a kardum. And the other one is made to make delicate cuts. The momagir, so there's two sides. One is like a hatchet, and the other is more like a knife. Or a magera. A magera is a saw. Ke'ein sakin malea pegimos memayer lokutz bo eitzim ukli umadu. The saw is made special for cutting wood. So it's a kli umen. Magol, magol is a sith. The kulan kli umnen hain. The nira ka'osu b'malach l'fichachosu. All these things are instruments that are used by professionals, and therefore it's also to use the manyanta. Ela b'kopitz, stam kopitz hu sakin shol katsovim. A kopitz is normally used to chop meat. Domele kardumo shalonu, it's like a hatchet, like our hatchets. She'en on kliuman. This is not something that's used by professionals to make professional things. V'yesha osim bo shnei roshim, and sometimes it has two heads. V'hasheni domet tzas l'kardum ha'uchvos, k'deshaminim neim gemorim. One of them, one head, is more like the blade that's used for making saddles. But stam a kupitz is not used for anything but just chopping. Okay, chopping up wood or meat or whatever. Okay, Gemara will explain it better. Gemara says, v'ho'amras reisha ein mevakim klal. The Mishnah seems to contradict itself. It starts off that ein mevakim eitzim, you can't chop wood. And then it says what you can chop it with. Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Chesuri Nechsra. You have to add something to the Mishnah to make it make sense. V'hochik Tani. Ein mevakim min ha-soer shel koros v'lo min ha-korosh nishma v'yonta. You're not allowed to chop beams that are set aside for building, because they're mukta. They're mukta machmish v'chsar and kis. You're very careful with them that you don't even move them around because they could get ruined. And even a korah that broke on yontif, which no longer is fit for building, since when yontif came in it was mukta, it remains mukta. But you are allowed to chop wood from beams that were broken Erev Yontif, which are not muktzah when Yontif came in. And when you chop wood that you're allowed to chop, you're not allowed to chop it lo b'kardum, v'lo b'magol, v'lo b'magera, ela b'kopitz. You can't use a kardum, nor a magol, nor a magera. But you can only use a kopitz, which is a hatchet or a meat cleaver. Tanya nami hachi ein mevakim eitzim lo min asor shel koros lo min akorish nish b'yontif lefi she'enu min amuchen. That the ones that you can't do at all are these that are mukta. Rashi v'amrish reish ein mevakim klal savra the time in masinisim la mishu mukta. Now the Gemara thinks the reason that you can't chop wood and the reish is not because of mukta. Tanya bereish ein mevakim eitzim ela mishu malacha v'tircha. But because bechlal, chopping wood, is like a malacha, and it's extra bother, and therefore you can't do it bechlal on yom. V'hachi komer, ein mevakim eitzim, lo min akoros, hanishborim me'erev yontif, ha'omdim lohasik, v'lo min akora, and we would think that the reisha is talking even from wood that's not mukta, that broke, beams that broke before Yontif. V'zeh ein tzarech lomar zuktani. I said, then why does it say dafka beams that broke on Yontif, or stam beams? So tell me, lo zu, what's it called? Zu ve'ein tzarech lomar zu. Not only aren't you allowed to chop things that broke before Yontif, you can't even chop things that broke on Yontif. That's what we think the reisha is. V'hainu demosdinen, v'amris reisha, m'vakin klal. V'hadar tani the kupat shari. And the Sefer says that you're allowed to chop with a hatchet. Suri nechsra. The time of the reisha, mishu mukta. You have to explain the Mishnah. The reisha is talking dafka about beams that are mukta. And the Sefer is talking about beams that are not mukta. But then you can only chop it with certain instruments. Soar shall koros, hambushkavos la'aret shall binyan. Soar is a stack of beams that are set aside for building. The lomen akorish nishbar yontif, yafag of the hashla ha'soka kaim, even though now you're only going to use it for burning, it's not mukts anymore. Ben ashmoshes lav lahochi kaim, since when yontif came in, it was mukts, it remains mukts the whole yontif. Tanya nami hochi kishmuel, the time of sis mishum mukts. It's also Bryce that says the fairish, that the reisha, the reason it's usher is because of mukta. The lo bekardum, based on the Gemara. Omer avchinen of arshalmiyo mishmei durav. Lo shonu ele benakvu shalom. Avo bezachru shalom mutter. A kardum has two sides to it, two blades. One is called the zachrus, and the other one is called the nakvus. The nakvus is what's usher. That's the one that they use for making saddles. And the zachrus is mutter, because that's more like a hatchet, which is not used for professional things. It's just for chopping. Zemora says, Pshita, the kopitz nan. A kopitz is the same as the blade of the, what's it called? The kopitz has two sides too, but both of them are hatchet sides. The kardum has one side like a hatchet and one side like a professional blade. So, lechora, the hatchet side is exactly the same as a kopitz. If you're allowed to use a kopitz, then why shouldn't you be allowed to use the hatchet side of the cardum, right? Samara says, Mahu the same. No, I might think, honey, me like kopitz lechudei. A kopitz, since both sides are hatchets, neither side is used professionally, right? So therefore, you could use a kopitz. Of a cardum, the kopitz, ema, migud the high gisa osur, high gisa nami osur, kamashmala. But a cardum, which has one side that's professional, one side is just a hatchet, I might think, since the one side is osur, the other side becomes osur too. It's not like a kopitz with both sides are just hatchets. The ikadamasin la sefer. Some learn this on the sefer. Ela bekopitz. Amar avchinen rabar shalmi mishmei the rav lo shonu ela bezachri shalo av a menach bishalo wasser. Even a kopitz, the two sides aren't exactly the same. It also has one that's called zachrus and one that's called nachrus. Right? And only the side that's purely a hatchet are you allowed to use. The other side, since sometimes they can use it professionally, also, you can't use it. Gemara says pshita. Velo bekardum tanan. The Maaseh says you can't use a kardum. And a kardum, one side is what's it called? Clearly used for saddles or whatever professionally. So if you can't use a kardum, the reason is because one of the blades of the kardum is just like one of the blades of the kopitz. So of course you can't use that kind of blade of the kopitz. Gemara says no. Mao the same. Honey mele kardum. Kardum where both blades are no good. Avokopitz the kardum, aim amigo the high gisa shari, high gisa nami shari kamashmalan. But a kopitz that has one blade like a kardum and one blade that's just a stam hatchet, I might think since the hatchet side is mutter, the other side is mutter also. Kamashmalan, no, only the side that's a hatchet is mutter, not the other side which could be used professionally. Rashi. Lo bishonu el benakvu shalo. Barosh harachov shekotzin bo ha'etz l'rachbo. There's one side that's wide, or really long, and that you cut the tree width-wise. The domi meleches uman. That, what's it called, looks like meleches uman. When you cut the, you split it down the length of the wood, right, into pieces, that you're already making something professional out of it. But when you cut the tree in along the length of it, not a lengthwise cut, but a horizontal cut, that kind of cut is just stam, cutting up wood. That's not professional. That's mutter. Pshita ele bekopitz nan, bekopitz kulo zachrusu. Normal kopitz, both sides, are just hatchets for chopping wood, not for cutting them along their length. The ikah the masni lo lahadar avchinen asefa the masnisin uba asrei the masni lo lahadar avchinen asefa how you osim the kopet zakrit. Here they used to make hatchets with two different sides, a hatchet side and a side that was similar to a kardum. Kamosha osi kli umen shikorim bidigua pshita velok bekardum. Tamalai says you can't use a kardum, and a kardum has one side that is professional, and here the kopet is similar to the kardum. Where it says no, mishum de kulo nakvus umemele shaminu de chisharu kupets mishum zakrus de shayua. Right, a kardum has both sides where you use professionally. So if a kopets has one side that you use professionally, surely that side you can't use. So where it says no, mal de sema hani mile de aser kardum lechudei de kule nakvus deino wasi levakele lekliuman. The reason a kardum is also because both blades are used professionally. Mele you can't use it. Avol mishiyesh lo shnei roshim echad zachrus kekopitz veechad nakvus kekardum eima demucha milsad blavakehu. But if you have a kopitz which has one side that's professional and one side that's just a hatchet, I might think that you could use both sides because it's obvious you're using it only to chop wood and not professionally, because otherwise you'd use a kardum, right? Which both sides are professional. The chihechi the haigisa shari haigisa nami shari komash mula. No, you can only use the blade that is a hatchet blade and not a cutting blade. Okay, so I used to bring a raya from here to something like to say in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says you shouldn't use the Torah kekardum lachberbo. The lachar kardum is not used for digging at all. If anything, it's used only for cutting wood. Right? It's a hatchet. It's not a shovel. A deker is a shovel, like we had before. Right? Yachber bedeker. Why do you say don't use it as a hatchet to dig with? She said, lo yase dekir lachberbo. I was going to say that if you use the Torah normally and you make money from it, right? People learning kolo. They're learning for the sake of learning, except getting paid is a side thing. So that's mutter. And you're using the Torah in its natural way and generating wages. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you use the Torah like a kardum to dig, which is unnatural, you don't dig with a kardum, right? You take it as a hatchet, and instead of using it for its normal use, you use it bedavka to dig, something different. That's no good. Now, if you take the Torah and turn it into a profession, that's no good. But if you learn Torah l'shem shamayim, and because of that, you have to get paid, otherwise you'll starve, that's okay. So that's why it says bedavka kardum lach berbo, and not deker lach berbo. So you're not using the Torah in its natural way, you're using it unnatural. You have a room which is closed completely and full of peiros, full of fruit. And there's no way of getting in. It's like a closed container. A container, that's a good way. It's a container. Container full of fruit that's closed up completely. The nifchas, and it got opened on Yontif. So you're allowed to take out the fruit from the place where it was, broken open. And even though when Yontif came in, you couldn't open it, but the Gemara is going to say it's only something that's awesome at the Rabbanan to open, and it's only awesome at the Rabbanan, you don't say Migo Diskatsoi. Since when Yontif came in, it was only an Issur de Rabbanan to open it up, right? Something that's an Issur de Rabbanan, since if you did it, it helps, it's not Moksa. Rameir Omer Ap Poches L'Chatzchila V'Nota. Rameir says you can even open it up L'Chatzchila and take out the fruit. Not only if it got open by itself. Rashi v'nifchas me'elav, it got open by itself. Notul mimakom abchas. V'lo amrin muktzin hein, machmas iser hein. We don't say that it's muktzin machmas iser, because when Yontif came in, it was usher to open this. De'ein yochel lefoschel b'yontif. You couldn't have opened it when Yontif came in. V'asach gaita minan. Therefore, you took your mind off of it. De'kivin de'lo havei psichos or isur deraisa. Since opening it is not an isur deraisa, the Gemara says it's talking about a thing where it's just loose bricks piled one on top of the other. So it's not mamish taking apart something that's a binyan, which is stira, right? It was never a real binyan. It's only an issur d'rabbanan, right? Lab muktzeninu. Since it's only an issur d'rabbanan when Yontif came in, therefore it doesn't make the things inside muktzah. Kida omer gabi babi tevel, just like we find by tevel. Bishil hai pirkin, later on. Shehu muchan etzel Shabbos shim over v'tikno mesukan. Even though it's awesome at the Rabbanan to take trumas and ma'isrus on Yontif, but if you did take it, the thing is not muktzah. Because since it was only in this is the Rabbanan to take the tevel, right? B'di'evet it's okay. and the thing is not mukta. At poches lechatchila, can first time it were, then we'll explain the reason of Reb Meir, why he holds you're allowed to open this even lechatchila. Mora says, amai, v'hokasosar Allah, why are you allowed to open this lechatchila? According to Reb Meir, you're taking apart an oil. Right? If you have a bias, right, how can you take the container apart on Yom Tov? Amar Reb Nechumi Barada, Amar Shmuel Bavira Delivne. It's talking about a bunch of bricks that are loosely set one on top of the other, and therefore it's not really a binyan. It's only a binyan mid rabbanan. Eini, Vomer of Nachman, Hani Livni, the Yasim Binyana, Charlotte Tutelino Bishabsa, Hoil the Chazi Lemizgo Alay. Right? If you have bricks that were left over from building, okay, now you're not going to use them for building anymore. So they're not mukta, because you're not intending to use them for building, and they're fit for sitting on. So they're not mukta on Shabbos. Sharginu vadayakzinu. But if you pile them up, meaning now you're setting them up for building again. You pile them up to store them. You're not going to sit on them. Then they're mukta. So the chor over here, by avira delivni, means a stack of bricks. The chor, they should be mukta. Omrav zeira, biyantif omru avalob Shabbos. Yantif, they were mekel, not on Shabbos. Tanya nami hachi, Reb Meir Omer, af poches lechatchila, v'notul biyantif omru avalob Shabbos. This halach is only by yantif. Yantif is more cool, mekel than Shabbos is, but not Shabbos. Okay, Rashi. Abavira delivni, sidr shalavonim belotit. Talking about bricks that are piled up one on top of the other, but you didn't connect them with cement. The yasrim binyonish and ishtayru lo la'achar shagomer binyono. You had bricks left over from building. Shor le tultalino to me'at olav le binyon kaimi. Now they're not set aside for building anymore. They were left over. El lemizgolay. You're using now to sit on. The Torah's kli aleim. They're a kli. Since you're going to use them for sitting all the time, they're now no longer mukta. Sharginu sidrin zu al zu, but if you stack them up, goli daite shematzim lebinyan, then you show that you're going to use them again for building, because you're storing them up, stacking them up. And then you're not allowed to be metaltul, mas nisanomi nitzim adarabonin, shari metaltulim. Right? Lemais over here should be osim adarabonin, at least. Right? Why should it be mutter bichlal? Omrav zeir biyantiv, hitir Reb Meir. Reb Meir said it's mutter an yantiv, to take it apart, and not mukta. Kivin the rabbonin, hu da osir. Mishum Simchas Yantif Shari, since it's only awesome with the Rabbanah, Mishum Simchas Yantif, they were matter you to take the bricks out, to take the fruit out. Shari Mutter Boachul Nefesh. So here's another case where we see that, according to Reb Meir at least, Muktz is Mutter Mishum Ochul Nefesh. Just like other Malachas are Mutter Mishum Ochul Nefesh, moving Muktz of the Tzorech Ochul Nefesh is also Mutter. Avalo the Shabbos, Mishum Tiltul Krav Nachmet. Shabbos, there's no Heter of Ochul Nefesh. Memela Muktz is also even, what's it called, to get to the fruit. Okay. Omer Shmuel. Chosmo shebekarka matir avalo maskia avalo choteich. You have, what's it called, something built into the ground, a bore, and it has a cover. The cover is, what's it called, tied on to the bore, but the bore is in the ground, so tied to the ground. So you can undo. Since it's made for opening and closing all the time, you can undo the rope that ties on the cover to the ground. Because it's made. It's like a door. You're allowed to open and close it. But you can't be mafkia or choltek. You can't cut the rope or take apart the strands of the rope. You can untie it, because it's made to be tied and untied. It's not a kesher shel kayama. That's okay. But you can't take the rope apart. Shebekalim, if it's something that's not connected to the ground, it's the top of a kli, then matir mafkia v'chotech. Then you can do anything to get the top off. You can cut the rope and whatever. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yontif. Doesn't make a difference, Shabbos or Yontif. Okay, Rashi. Chosmo shebekarka kigon glossos pischei boros u'ma'ora haskurim b'kishrei chavolim. Okay, you have, what's it called, covers to a bore that are tied on with rope. Matir es hakesher, you're allowed to untie the knot. The halav kesher shel kayamahu, because it's made to be tied and untied to get the cover off. Shahari lahatir tomid, who also? Avalomaf ki hachevel listor avosov gdila, so but you can't take the rope apart or cut it. Velo chotech to astirahi, Because it's not made to cut. It's made to open and close. Right? But cutting it is stira. You're taking apart something connected to the ground. The stira of the vinyushal karka. When it comes to something built on the ground, there is a halach of stira. Bishal kelim, kigon teva, han the ulaya de kesher chevel. If you have a dresser, that the drawer is tied closed. Right? There, you can open that, whether you open the knot or you cut the string. Because ain't binyan of stira bekelim. Just like there's no binyan by Kalim, there's no stira by Kalim either. Okay, meiste. Chos Moshe b'karka b'shabes matir, avalo matkiya v'lo choteich. Now we have a brisa that says, l'chora, not like that. The brisa says that if you have covers that are tied on to the ground, so on Shabbos you're allowed to untie the knot, because it's not a kesher shokayama, like we said, but you can't break the rope or untwine it. B'yantif matir matkiya v'chotech. But on yantif you're allowed to. On yantif, even in the ground, you're allowed to cut the rope or whatever. So Mashmari says, Homani Reb Meir hi. That goes according to Reb Meir. The Omar, apolches l'chatchila v'noto, because Reb Meir holds it. Even these things are only a sederabana, cutting the rope or whatever. It's not actual stira. It's stira v'derabana. Still, Reb Meir holds mishum simchas yontif, they were matir of these yisurei de rabbanan. Upligi rabbanan olay, the anoah de amrik rabbanan, and I'm saying, what's it called? Who is this? Reb Zeira? Shmuel. Right. Right. Shmuel said, I hold like rabbanan, and Reb Nechonami, Reb Meir holds on yontif, you could do it, but I'm telling you on yontif it's also. There's no isur min haTorah, and since it's only the Rabbanan, mishum simchas yontif they were matur. The Shabbos mit the Rabbanan who the asur. On Shabbos it's asur mit the Rabbanan. Yontif they were matur. That is the Rabbanan, just like Reb Meir holds that they were matur opening up that container, since it's only an isur the Rabbanan. Mishum simchas yontif. Same thing over here. The Gemara says, "Ein hakanami." That goes according to Reb Meir, but the Rabbanan hold that it's aser.